It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 25-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in lovely Boca Raton, Florida, where I happen to work, not live, but work. And she joins us here for our Real Estate Roundup segment. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Okay. My favorite segment, you know, is the Real Estate Survival Guide. So we got some questions for you. And these are three questions to ask before buying a home. Take us through it, Terry.
Yeah, these are really important things to consider when you're out buying a home. First one, simple one. Why am I buying a home in the first place? And, you know, as simple as that is, a lot of people really don't know why. It's an important question. Forget about the finances for a minute. Why did you ever begin considering purchasing a home? And what a study has recently revealed that there are four major reasons that people consider buying a home. First is a good place to raise a family for them and get a good education. So school areas and raising a family seem to be the number one reason.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, a place where you can feel safe. Three, more space for you and your family. And number four, control over that space. You know, when you rent a home, you don't have control over the space.
Yeah.
You can't paint it whatever color you want. You can't do what you want with
mm-hmm.
it. And generally, you're limited on your space when you're renting a home versus when you own a home.
So it sounds that people who are really kind of settling in and settling down would be the type of people that should consider buying a home.
I always tell my customers, if you plan to stay in a home 5 or more years, mm-hmm. if you're looking at it from a financial side of it as well, it's probably a good idea to go ahead and purchase.
Okay, so the first question of the three questions is, why am I buying a home? The second question that you want to ask it, where are home values headed?
Yep, that's very important because, you know, now you're making a financial decision. So you got to look at, you know, does it make sense to be buying a house if you don't plan to stay there that long of a period of time when the market's declining? No. If you're planning to stay for a long period of time, then it doesn't matter because the markets go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But where are the home values headed? Well, all the projections are into the future, the next 5 or 10 years are positive. Even if they remain the same, you'd still be ahead of the game. So
mm-hmm.
take a look at that. And in today's market, all the experts are indicating that the market's going to continue to rise.
A bit of a caveat. These experts don't have crystal balls. And I wonder how many of them would have had positive attitudes in 2007.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you got to be careful of that. And don't believe that if after years and years of fantastic appreciation, that trees grow to the sky. And it's going to continue forever. So use some common sense there.
Right. And I always say, look at yourself. You know, where are you with your job? Or do you feel
yeah.
comfortable with your job? And how are your friends and neighbors?
Mm.
Are they all feeling the same? You're probably safe. They're anticipating an appreciation by 4% in 2015. So things are still a little bullish on the real estate market.
All right. So these are three questions to ask before buying a home. The third question is, where are mortgage interest rates headed?
That's right. One thing that we do know is the interest rates are extremely low. Well, that's not going to stay there forever. And looking long-term, the interest rates will increase. So if you take a look at that, everything would indicate, well, wow, I should be going ahead and making that purchase decision before those interest rates continue to climb. And that cost to purchase is more expensive. So there's two factors when you purchase. There's the price, which is with appreciation is going to increase, and with the interest rate, which is your cost to purchase, if those two items are both climbing, it's just like a double whammy. It's
yeah.
going to cost you more.
Yeah, and it'll probably have a negative impact on housing prices because asset prices are very much directly related to interest rates.
That's right. And it's also going to impact how much house you can buy
yeah.
and maybe possibly where you can purchase
yeah,
a home.
That's a very, very good point. So rates recently, I know I watched the bond markets and the U.S. Treasury, the rates on the U.S. Treasury have dropped pretty dramatically. I'm talking about the 10-year to just over 2%. So I know you're not a mortgage broker, but have you seen mortgage rates come down as well?
I have seen them dropped, and I'm not really sure this week where they're at. I know they're hovering somewhere around 4, below 4.
Mm-hmm.
There's some really attractive rates out there.
And I think if you do a 15, you're in the low 3s, aren't you?
They are. One
yeah,
of my customers
amazing.
Just did a 15-year on a jumbo, and it was like 3.3 or something
yeah.
really, really attractive.
Right. All right, let's move on here because I like this one very much. Again, this is our Real Estate Survival Guide segment with Terry Story. The title here is Landlord Shouldn't Try to Be Friends with Tenant. And then I said to you earlier, I said, well, neither should you be friends with your kid, but why not?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people want to be friendly with their tenants because they're like moving into your home and you feel like they're, oh, I got to be friends with them. They're going to take good care of it. This is a business decision. Treat it like a business decision. Be very picky as to who you put in your property. Do the credit checks, the background checks. Make sure that they are employed. What does their financial picture look like? This isn't the time to make a friend.
Yeah, I mean, if you go golfing with them every Saturday, how are you going to feel if you have to put a past due notice on their door for a late rent payment?
Exactly. And as a landlord, to be a good landlord, you know, respond immediately to your tenants' requests for repairs and maintenance and save all your receipts so that you can offset those costs for tax purposes.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually, you know, landlord-tenant statutes that aren't that hard to understand, and I encourage anyone who's a landlord to familiarize yourself with them so that you know what your rights are and what your tenants' rights are. So enter into a lease as a business, not as a friendship, because, you know, I hear stories where people try to help out someone who's in a bad situation, and it never turns out well. It's a business decision. Just keep your business head on.
Right. So here is an issue that was raised in the Sun Sentinel, our local paper, and Gary Singer distributes it. The question is, I was leaving my condominium garage and the gate arm fell on my car. I mentioned the accident to a board member and was told that it would not be reported to the insurance company because it would raise rates for everyone in the building. I want the association to pay $1,289 repair bill, but it's not enough to justify hiring an attorney. What should I do?
Well, the first thing is look over your condo documents to make sure that you are reporting the damage to the proper person in the correct way. Just talking to someone's not really protecting yourself. If the documents are silent on the procedure, you know, write a letter to the president and the management and deliver it by certified mail or fax so that you know that they've received it. If you don't hear back, you know, consider attending the next board meeting and ask whether or not this is going to be attended to. And then finally, if you're not getting results, you know, there is small claims court that you can go to. And I think you can file lawsuits up to $5,000.
Right.
And you can do it yourself. It's fairly simple. But try to work through the association and make sure that you're following the proper procedures.
Oh, it's good quality advice. My guest, as always, is Terry Story. Terry is a 25-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton. And she can be found at www.terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.